And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Good morning to you. It's a beautiful morning here in the Urbana-Champaign area, eastern Illinois. Let's take a look at a quick news bite and what's been happening in the cash market. The national average basis for the corn down 29 cents at $1.08 over the September futures today. The DTN National Corn Index down 41 cents. The trade at $6.04 a bushel. That, of course, for the spot month. The national average basis for soybeans down 46 cents at 38 cents under the August futures contract. The DTN National Soybean Index down 83 cents at $13.18. The basis for the hard red winter wheat down a penny at 17 cents under the September futures contract. And the national index from DTN for the hard red down 5 cents at $6.76. One news note in a somewhat arcane development recently, the administration's chief trade official, the U.S. Trade Representative, declined to press Congress for fast-track authority, or trade promotion authority, if you wish. The result has been a modest political shockwave among some skeptics who believe that the administration is weak on efforts to enhance global access for U.S. products and far too willing to embrace domestic protections. Maybe more on that story during the closing market report later this afternoon. Now, here's Drew Lerner. He has a look at today's agricultural weather forecast.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20 plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will be in quite the chill over the next few days, and it looks as though crop development is going to slow considerably while we get a somewhat restricted amount of precipitation in some locations. The outlook today is not greatly different from that of yesterday, except for the fact that the cold air is more dominant, and it looks like we're going to see high temperatures in the 60s and 70s across most of the Midwest this weekend. That is going to be a real attention getter. This morning, temperatures up in southern Canada were in the upper 30s, and even readings in the northern U.S. plains were in the lower 40s. A couple of temperatures around 39 degrees noted across the border area. It still looks as though this cold air mass is going to hold together again another day. So tomorrow morning, we'll likely see some upper 30s in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota as the cold slips down across the border. And portions of the upper Midwest will certainly see 40-degree lows for the rest of this weekend and probably into Monday. Some 50s will occur in the southern parts of the Midwest. Look for some record low temperatures coming up here over these next few nights. And also look for our crops to continue to slow down in their development because of the cooler biased conditions. It does give the more stressed areas in the western Corn Belt a little bit of a break and the opportunity to stop the great drying trend that's underway. But a lot of these areas have already lost so much moisture that there's really not much benefit coming up at the cooler weather, except for the fact that plant demand for moisture will be reduced. We do think that over the next week or so, we'll see another increase in opportunity for rain. In fact, when the warmer air comes back across the Midwest, we'll probably have a fairly good chance for some rainfall to increase. One of the biggest changes in the model run data today is that there's a low pressure trough aloft that's going to develop over the Midwest in the second week of the two-week outlook. If indeed this upper-level low-pressure system develops during the first week of August, it's going to perpetuate the cooler biased conditions, and we'll be now 2 weeks down the road before we can see any kind of real serious warm-up across the region. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not going to be in the 60s and 70s all the way through the next 2 weeks, but we will have trouble getting higher than the 80s across the region, and even the 80s may be difficult for northern parts of the region. Well, the low temperatures at night will also rebound a little bit better. We'll see 50s and 60s occurring through a big part of next week, but that will only partially bring back a greater amount of crop stimulation for their development. We do need to see greater amounts of rain still in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, but I think as we go forward through the next 10 days, we'll have opportunity to get some of that needed rain, and we'll gradually continue to whittle down the driest areas. Overnight last night, 3 inches of rain fell at Waterloo, Iowa, with several of the neighboring counties reporting more than an inch of rain. Over the past week, these locally heavy thunderstorms that have occurred in parts of Iowa have produced more than an inch of rain in about 40 to 45% of the state, shrinking down some of the driest conditions, but the West is still critically dry. Well, specifically, we're looking for some shower activity to come and go across the Midwest over these next few days, but don't look for a big soaking of rain in very many locations. We will see scattered showers and thunderstorms, but as the cool air dominates the Midwest, most of the precipitation will be suppressed to the south and west, and in fact, we'll see a lot of rain in the central plains for a while. The best opportunity for rain back in the Midwest will probably begin at midweek next week, and we'll likely see it continuing on into the following weekend. Our temperatures will rebound somewhat, as I noted before, but don't look for any real strong ridge of high pressure building up across the region anytime soon. Most of the longer-range forecast models keep high pressure completely out of the Midwest through the end of the first week of August. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the agricultural weather forecast. Let's turn our attention to the CME Group now, where futures are trading mixed in the corn pit. September contract is up 2 cents at $4.98. December at $4.79, a quarter of a cent higher, and the March corn at $4.91 and a half, up a quarter of a cent. May futures at $4.99 and a quarter are unchanged. August soybeans at $13.45, down 10 and 3 quarters. September a nickel lower at $12.61 and 3 quarters. And November beans at $12.19, down 5 cents. January at $12.24 and a quarter, down 4 and 3 quarters. Bean meal off $16.80. Bean oil down 27 cents. The hard red winter wheat at $6.95 and 3 quarters, up 3 and a half. Soft red at $6.55, up 5 and 3 quarters. Live cattle futures at $122 or 35 cents higher. August feeders at $152.75, up 40. And lean hogs at $98.52 are down a nickel at this hour. On the phone line with us, Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign, Illinois, to take a look at the futures. Good morning to you, Bill. Tell me about the marketplace and what you see at this time.
Well, I think the big news, I guess, this week has been the the old crop basis falling off as hard as it has, both on corn or first on beans, but then also on corn to some extent anyhow. And then I think the second thing from a new crop standpoint is the weather, and there just isn't really anything threatening from a weather standpoint looking out here in the future. If you look a couple weeks out, as everybody is this morning on the forecast, temperature-wise, just really doesn't show anything that's threatening at all. And we are getting some rain, did get some rain overnight across some of the central, north-central parts of Iowa, which was needing some rain, and it looks like they, in at least some areas, got some. I don't know if some of the southwestern part of the state of Iowa probably did not get the rain.
Now, oftentimes in the last week, we've heard a cry out of Iowa and parts of Nebraska, Minnesota, saying, hey, wait a second, our crop doesn't look that good. But I suppose it's sort of a windshield thing. What do you hear from farmers directly there? Anything?
Yeah, we actually have a conference call every couple of weeks, and got some information yesterday in our conference call. And, yeah, I mean, I think in Nebraska some of the dry land corn is already being, chopped for silage, and the adjusters out there, getting the claim settled on some of the dry land stuff in the western part of Nebraska and Kansas. I think, like I say, the western, southwestern part of Iowa has got some, they need some rain, but the temperatures have helped them a lot. And then the southern Minnesota, northern Iowa area, notwithstanding all the problems they had early in the prevent plant, they've actually improved, I think, a little bit over the last couple of weeks here. They needed some of that heat we got last week.
Bill, I suppose the question really is, how out of the norm is it for them to chop silage at this time of the year? Is it something different than normal? I know last year wouldn't have been normal, but would this be an area that this might happen anyway?
Well, that could be. But I think some of the dry land stuff in western Nebraska has got, they're going to have some problems there. How big of a factor that is when you look at the overall state yield, I don't, think that it's something that is going to bring the yield way down in Nebraska. I don't mean to indicate that. But, yeah, I mean, there's some of that. It's probably a little bit early to be doing a lot of silage at this point.
But anything on the livestock for me this morning?
No, I haven't really got anything on that. I think I continue to tell people to look out there on some of the cattle and some of the deferred months. I think there's starting to get some ability to lock in some pretty decent stuff now.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
That's Bill Mayer. He's with Strategic Farm Marketing from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on the opening market report to take a look at the marketplace. A quick update of the CME Group numbers now. Corn futures still up 2 cents in the September, December penny higher. Soybeans are down a dime in the August, and the November futures are 4¾ lower, and the soft red winter wheat is 5½ cents higher in the September. Live cattle futures are 45 cents higher. Feeders up 32½, and the lean hogs are a nickel lower at this hour. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It is the top of the hour. And here's a look at the outside markets for the day. Crude oil futures are trading at $105. They're down 50 cents. The RBOB gasoline at $3.04¾. That's wholesale price. It's up 2¾ cents. The ethanol at $2.19¼. 3½ cents lower. And the difference between the two is now 84¼ cents wide. The wider it gets, the more likely it is that corn will be used. But I'm wondering whether it's actually around. 5¼ cents wider than it was yesterday. Natural gas at $3.67¢. That's down 3¢. And the gold futures on the day at $1,328.80. It's a settlement price, actually, from yesterday, up $9.30. Back in just an hour when we'll take another look at what's been happening at the CME Group in Chicago and with the commodity markets. I'm Todd Gleason.